Whose neighborhood is most affected by all of this? Is it not the Arab world and Europe's soft underbelly? Who colonized the region, leaving behind problems whose consequences we are playing out there, we're seeing played out there today? Let's see, it was European powers, wasn't it? Who gets the most oil from Libya? It's Europe, isn't it? Which countries are most threatened by the exodus of refugees from the region? It is European and North African countries, isn't it? Given these tough questions, it's no surprise that the Obama administration wanted to turn coordination of the operation over to NATO, and most of the attack missions over to the Europeans. Now, there is a mild deception here, of course. NATO is not just those damn Europeans, as many Americans like to think of the alliance. Nor is it just those damned Americans, as many Europeans like to think of NATO. NATO is, in fact, the damn Europeans and the damn Americans working together,